Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will continue, the Arabic class. And actually, last week, we have the letter ba, ta, sa, and we have the short vowels, and we were supposed to have homework. At the beginning, we will revise again the vocabulary in page number 8. So one by one, sisters, I will ask you to read for me. Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. If she can...
You can sit, sisters, close to each other, because I will always move the recorder between you. And you know, it will be difficult for everyone of you to move. So if you can...
Are you on? Okay.
Because you know, I need to record the class with the sister, so that you know, after 3 months, inshallah, you will feel how you change.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when you hear your own voice.
No, I want you to hear your own voice.
I just should pronounce the word of it, not the each letter.
No, each letter.
Each letter? Okay. Okay. De, e, ra.
Okay. Together it will be what?
Dar. Dar.
Dar.
Dar.
Okay, sister, all of us together. Dar.
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 Again?
Sorry, thank you.
Dar.
Dar.
Again?
Dar.
Okay, can you read the next one?
Za, a, da. Za, a.
Okay, this is very good. Okay. But you know, for us, it will be the, the. The, the. I will teach you about the long vowels today, but let us, sisters, all of us pronounce it together. The, the.
The,
the.
The, the.
The. Okay. Daniel, can you read the next one?
Okay. Word.
Very good. Word. Now I will revise with you page number 9, which is ba, ta, fa. Okay, so now we have this family, it is called Bah, Tah, Sah. I will revise with you, sisters. Okay? What is the difference between this, the three members of this family? On what basis they are different? Because of the dots. Okay? Okay. So now this one. What is the name of the first letter of this family? Bah. Why? How you remember? Because, yes, Danny.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
The first one is B, and then for below.
Very good. Excellent. The second one?
Ten for two, and
excellent.
Five for three.
Excellent. Okay. So, alhamdulillah. Now, Daniel mentioned to us that this is B because the dot is below, and this is T because it has two dots, and this is T because it has three dots. Okay. And then we learn that if you write it at the beginning, the ba, or the ta, or the sa, you have to remove this small part because the letter will be connected to another letter. So we must remove. If you write it at the end, you will write it complete because there is no connection. Okay, this is clear for all of you? Okay, so now I want you to write, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the word. I will tell you the word and you write it for me. Ba, da. Okay, now I mentioned to you. First, yes, let me teach you. You know the rule of writing the Arabic. First, write the letter. I told you, ba. Okay? Then, write its short vowel. And then, the second letter and the short vowel. Okay, so now this is the word ba da. Okay, so now we will have a test. Okay, regarding the ba ta sa. Do you have any question first about ba ta sa before I give you a test? You don't have a question. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, so now I will ask you to write some words. Okay, I want you to write da ba. Da ba. Try first, sister, to know the letter. This is da, a, so it is da, ba. Okay? You write it? Say, Alhamdulillahi, Rabbi. I want you to write ra, bi. Ra, bi. You see how I pronounce it? Ra, bi. Yes, very good. Now we have a vocabulary of the ba, ta, sa. Okay? So I want you, inshallah, to write the first, let us pronounce every word one by one. So Colin, you can start and you read the first one.
Yeah.
Very good. So both together it will be
up.
Up. Okay, I want you, sister, to repeat after me five times because I want you to know how to pronounce the Arabic words. Okay? Up. Ab. 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 I want you to make the A very big, the letter A very big. Ab. Ab. Five times. Ab. 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 Okay, now, I forget your name.
Edvira.
Okay. You want to memorize the words, okay? For the, so, Ab means the father. If there is any sister whom she has time and she wants, inshallah, after 3 months to have some of the vocabulary of the Quran, okay, she can, you can memorize the meaning of the words because mostly, 100% these words, or mostly they are from the Quran. Okay, so this is up, okay, mean the father. Okay, so let us say it. Now, sister, please say five times up. Again? Okay. What is the second one?
Rab.
Very good. Yes, you. It is your turn.
Rab.
Yes.
Rab.
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 When you say in Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is Rabbil, but it is, here we have Rab. Rab. I want you to feel how you curve your tongue when you say the ra. Rab. 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 You know, this is Rab. Okay, five times, sisters. Rab. 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 Okay. Daniel, the next.
Dub.
Very good. Dub.
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 Five times, sisters. Dob. 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 Okay, your turn now. Because this is a little bit difficult. Number four. Sa. Thawab. Okay, I clarify to you. But actually, we will learn more when we will have the longer. But at least now I want you, again, I don't want you to move very quickly. Okay? When you have a word like this, and you are still beginners, okay, you have to divide it, okay, into the letters. You say, sa, wa, a, ba. You have to divide it like this. At the beginning, if you want to read any Arabic word, you must divide it. This will be easy for you. So you will say, sa, wa, a, ba. I want you to be up to this, not more than this. Sa, wa, a, ba. Okay? Then to collect or not, this is not the problem now. The problem now is to identify the letter correctly and to know the short vowel collect. This is more than enough. Okay? So this is sa, wa, a, ba. I want you, the homework is to write this page 3 times in this way. Okay, you divide it into letters and you put plus so that you recognize the letters. If you recognize the letter and you pronounce the letters correctly, inshallah, reading Arabic will be very easy. Okay, the next. Okay, yes, you are done. What is, can you read the next word? Word number 5. Okay. Very good. Okay. A, sa. Sa. Oh, okay. All of us together, sisters. A, sa. Again. A, sa, sa. 5 times, sisters. If you will not pronounce, you will know how to read, but you will not be able to pronounce loudly. Okay? A, sa, sa. Again. Loud. Sisters, try to pronounce the Arabic loud so that you can pick up the mistakes. Okay?
A, sa.
A, sa, sa. A, sa, sa. A, sa, sa. Okay. Next, you will read for us the next.
Ra, ta, ba.
Very good. All of us together. Ra, ta, ba. Ra, ta, ba. Okay. Ra, ta, ba. Okay. The next, Sister Noura. One, letter by letter.
One by one.
Okay.
What number is it again?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven.
Okay. What is the first letter? This is the three dots, so it is se. Very good. What is the next?
Wa.
Okay, wa. Okay, because it is the wow, you make your mouth like a circle. Okay, what is the next? Below? Ba. Okay, so now you have se, wa, ba. Se, wa, not wa. And here, you know, the wa with the sukun. Wa, not wa. This is not wa. Okay, so let me clarify for you this. The word is like this. Sa. Okay? So I can't pronounce it sa, wa, b, wrong. It is sa, wa, not wa, wa. B. Saub. Saud, Saud, Saud. I want you to keep with us. Okay, sister, what's your name?
Dear.
Keep with us. You are following with us or not? Say sa, wa, ba. Sa, wa. I don't want you to say wa. It is wa. Sa, wa, ba. Sa, wa, ba. Again? 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 Okay, all of, together it will be saub. Again? 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 Okay, Sister Noura, I want to hear it from you. Again? Again? Very good. All of us together? Saub. 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 Okay. Next, please, can you say the next one? Because I am sorry for the names, because you know I have many classes with many names. I have total confusion of the names now. So I'm sorry for this. Okay. Okay. I want you to say it letter by letter. Very good. Okay. Not ra. You see? Not ra. I want you to look again. Ra. Ra. There is a difference between ra and ra. Okay? So not every ra is with a fatha. Okay? Always at the end of the Arabic word, there is always a sukun. Mostly the Arabic word, okay, if it is not a verb, if it is a noun, most of the Arabic nouns, they end with the sukun. Okay? So this is ba, de, ra. Ra, not ra. Ra. Okay? So let us say it all of us together here. Sister, and I want you to pronounce with us. Ba, de, ra. Ba, ba. Again, sisters, ba. When you pronounce the ba, get your two lips together. Ba, 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 de, ra. Ba, de, ra. Ba, de, ra. Try to move your tongue all the way like as I am doing, because otherwise you will know excellent Arabic, but you will not read. You see, in order to read, try all the time to practice the same. Ba, de, ra. Ba, de, ra. This is, in Arabic, it is called badr. Badr. Just pronounce with me. Badr. 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 Okay. Next. Okay. Can you read the next one? Letter by letter.
The.
Not ru. You see? Ra. You see again? Okay. Very good. So it will be sur. Sur. Okay? Sur. Okay, for you, I want you to know the letters with the vowels, okay? This is more than enough now, just to know how to pronounce, okay? So now, this will be the homework, okay? If you want to have time now to write every word three times, okay, we can have the time. Let me check the time. No, we don't have time, actually, because we didn't learn anything. The time is passing very quickly, subhanAllah. Time, okay. Alhamdulillah. So now this is the homework. Okay, sisters, let us read the vocabulary words twice, three times, so that inshallah, next week, I will give you a test in the vocabulary of page 11 and in the vocabulary, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, of page 8. Yes. Okay, the homework is to write page 11 three times, and the homework is page 11 and page 8. Okay, this is for the next week, inshallah. Okay, so we will read now page 11 together three times up. Sister, please repeat after me quickly three times up. 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 Rab. 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 Dob. 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 Sawab.
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 Assasa.
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 Rattaba.
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 Saub.
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 Badr.
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 Sur.
Sur.
Sur. Okay. Alhamdulillah, we finish with this one. Now we will learn for today a new letter, which is letter Ya. Actually, I want to give you letter Ya today, because inshallah next week we will have the long vowels. You need the letter Ya to know about the long vowels. So inshallah today we'll have the letter Ya. Letter Ya is a very special letter in Arabic. Actually in Arabic there are some letters which they are very important, because they are repeated in many words. And there are some letters which they are not used much in the language. The letter Ya is one of the letters which is always used in the Arabic. Okay, so today inshallah you will learn about the letter Ya. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, here, sister, the letter, yeah, I wrote some, I will add for you, I want you to get the page because I will add for you some knowledge or information about the letter, yeah, here. Okay, this is the letter, yeah, okay, it is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, like part of the dish or the plate, not a complete one, just, you know, this vertical and horizontal, okay, with two dots. This is the letter Ya, if I write it at the beginning or the middle of the word. Okay, it has two ways for writing. Okay, at the beginning and at the middle. I want you, while I am writing, try to write it. And to pronounce loudly, sister, Ya. Yeah. Sister, more loud, and all of you, and use the time. This is the only time you are pronouncing Arabic. Okay, the whole week you are not pronouncing, you will forget. Okay, so try to pronounce so long you are in the class, you get benefit of the time. Yeah, 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 yeah. So yeah, that you start to feel the letter in your ear. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. And I want you to say yeah. Yeah. Okay, or I tell you.
I will close the...
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, sister, I want to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Okay. This is yeah, sister. Can you write it in your notebook 5 times?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. Now this letter is having another way to write it. Okay. What is this in? Remind you in the English letters or words?
S.
Like S.
Half
of the S. Okay. This is the S. Okay. Yeah. It's similar to the S, but you prolong the N. Okay? Actually, you see, this is half the first half of the S. Instead of making another circle, I extended a little bit. And make it straight. This is the yeah. Okay? So now I will show it again.
You write this in the beginning and the
middle. Yes, this is the beginning and the middle. When you write it in the beginning and the middle, it is like this. But when you write it at the end, okay, you will make like this. Okay, this is, for example, the letter S, okay? No, we will not make complete S. We'll get here. Yes. This is the letter E. Let me write how we can pronounce the word Abi. This is up, then I come here and I attach the E. So it is Abi. Okay, now you will tell me what English letter the E is equal to. Okay, this is the problem. The ya actually is equal to two letters. If it is at the beginning, it is equal to the ya, as if you pronounce the word yard. You know how you pronounce the word yard? Okay? This is the ya at the beginning. Ya. Okay? At the end, it is equal to e. So the word ya, as if it consists of two letters. Okay? At the beginning, you write it in you know, vertical and horizontal and two dots, and it is equal to like the word yeah, yeah, okay. And if it is at the end, it will be like the S with an elongated end, and it is equal to the letter E, as if I am pronouncing the E. So here, for the word Abi, it is A, Ba, E. Abi. You see? My view about the letter Y. The letter Y, you know, has two ways to write it and two ways to pronounce it. Okay? If it is at the beginning or in the middle, you write it, you know, like a vertical stick and a horizontal line connected together and two dots. And it is equal to the word, the letter, this is Y? This is Y. Yes, okay. As if you pronounce the word ya, ya. Okay, this is the ya. When you call someone, you say ya, 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 ya. Okay, this is the ya. At the beginning. At the end, it is, you know, like the S with an elongated end. Okay, this is the most easy way to know how to write the letter ya in Arabic. Okay, and it is equal to the letter E in English. Okay, so now, who will read for me this word? pronounce it all together. Rabbi. Again, Rabbi. Rabbi. Rabbi.
Rabbi.
Okay. Okay, now I will help what's your name? Annie, yes. Annie mentioned a very good observation, how to add and or assume. Okay, page number 11. For example, the first word is ab. Okay, if we add the ya, it will be abi. So please add the ya and write it beside it. Okay, so that you start to write the letter ya, and also you start to know about that the ya is equal to my. Okay, Abby is my father. Okay, my father. Yeah, yeah, the yeah, yes, is equal to my. You get it clear for you?
Yes.
Okay, so the next one, it will be Rabbi, my God, or my Lord. Okay, the third one will be Dobby, my bear. Okay, whatever word, you know, Sawabi, like this, you can add. Ayn, this is, for example, Ayn, Ayni. Okay, yet, okay. Yes. Okay, now I will write for you this word. Who can read this word? Because of the ya equal. When you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say, Rabbi, Rabbi, Ibni, Abi, Zawgi, Bayti, you know, whatever belonging to me, you add. But actually, this is maybe a little bit advanced for you. I want you to move step by step, just to know the letter ya, okay? And to know that the letter ya, it's having two ways to write it, okay, at the beginning and at the end, okay? And also at the beginning, it is, sister, I am recording. If you have anything, please raise your hand, because of the recorder. After complete one, it is end of the word, because there is no more connection. Okay, clear? Okay, so now I want you to forget about Rabbi and all of this. Just you need to know that there is a letter called the yeah. It has two ways. You write it and it has two, it is equal to two letters. Okay? The notice, forget about the notice now because it is complicated for you. Okay? Yeah. How you write yeah? Okay. Can you come and write it? I want you to write. Okay, Noura, come on. Anyone who is ready to write. Yeah. At any point. Okay. This is yeah. But I told you, yeah. Did you see my mouse, how it moved? I didn't say only yeah. I say, yeah, very good, excellent. Can you connect them together? I want you to write all the letters which we learned up till now. How many letters you learn from the Arabic alphabet? Yes, write it in a plain paper, okay, so that I realize how many letters you know now. I want you to look to my mouse. I say, bah. You see how my mouth is transverse in the letter T and the S. I have a transverse mouth. Okay, but when I say dah, dah, it is not T. This is T, two, this is dah, D. So I want you to feel it like this. Okay? Tah. This is T, T, not dah, dah. Dah, clear? So now I want you to connect for me, ta with ra, connected, how you will connect? Want you, yes, this is correct. I want you now to connect, ya, ba. I told you, sister, that I want you, for example, ba and ra, okay? I told you to connect, so, when you listen to the word connect, you tell to yourself, I will not write this part. Because all of you write it, then remove it. You see? All of you. No, I want you to get this feeling. You know, now she told us to connect. If I connect, I will not write. I will go. Okay? So now I want you to write while I will tell you start writing. Ta-ba. Ta-ba. استبت ا ب اي ابي كلير اوكي اب تيل ناو كلير اوكي ذير از انذر وورد ويتش وي دونت هاف ات بات اوكي و ذيس از و ت ب اوكي اي دونت وونت يو تو رايت ات لايك ذيس بيكوز ذيس ويذ ذا ميسنج وورد ذيس از ا بروبلم وذ ذا قران جاست ليت اس write it as if they are two sentences so that we will make anything related to the Quran. Tabbat yada, this is one sentence. Okay. Tabbat yada, abi, this is my own way of Arabic, abi, okay, abi, I will give you another word, abi, de. Okay, you know how to read this? Now we have this sentence, tabbat yada, abi, dada. Okay, I will give you some sentences for the homework. Again, from the Quran. Okay, because you know they are their best. I want you to teach your mother. Your mother needs help.
How many years? We both don't have patience enough.
Both together, you can't? Because she needs help, and you know, they are beginners, you know, they cannot help her. So you are the one, inshallah. Okay, we'll discuss this later.
How many dots?
Two dots.
Two
dots. Can you read it now? Adam? Okay, let us go and pray. Let us go and pray, and then we can. Let us go and pray.
You know what I mean. When you marry, you know where it is.
Yeah. I'm not here for a long time. For many, many years.
Yes, take it. So now, sister,
Mona, I have a question.
Yes.
Sister, you want to raise a question here?
Yes.
I thought it's a no. The celebration of Halloween. This is something that goes with against Islamic
what you see in this
school. Yeah, I asked the same question.
She asked the same thing, and I kind of find that offensive because I'm asking sincerely because I don't know, because I've heard.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, I find it very offensive. I've only converted a year and a half ago. I honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
And I've heard two different things.
Yes. But I tell you one thing. You know, I believe I want to do it in the flesh, you know. I like the pictures, not to be just a religion.
You know, I'm sorry, I did not mean
that. Basically, I don't mean, you know, which got it in the heart in the end. Okay? So, you know, we want to be always, you know, to tolerate each other. If we cannot tolerate each other in one place, how we will tolerate each other in the market, how we will tolerate each other outside, we are not walking right. Then, if we tolerate the other people, we are all, you know, trying our best to be good people. Okay? This is number one. Number two, in Islam there are only two celebrations. One after Ramadan and the Hajj celebration. The rest are not part of Islam. We don't celebrate anything. Don't. Whoever tell you any other thing is wrong. Wrong. Other people want to celebrate. This is the country. Let them pray. We don't stop anyone from doing whatever he likes. We don't say, oh, wow, this and that, none of our business. Our business is our business. As a Muslim, I have two celebrations for you.
But okay? You have birthdays. You have birthdays, children, not for
the truth also again and again, it is the same precedent. Some people, they take it, you know, more, no problem, you see. But, you know, in Islam, if you try to have the rules, it will be more easy for you for everything. If you break the rule, you will break it again. You get my point?
Yeah. So does that include the Prophet's birthday?
We are not celebrating.
We don't celebrate
that. Because he didn't celebrate his birthday while he was alive. And he was the Prophet, he never celebrated his birthday. And today, actually, I will talk to you about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his, you know, way of life.
Are you using the Quran?
No, she can take it. خلاص. I just give. Okay, you can take the Quran.
No.
Not for the sister. No, it is for sister.
This
is yours. I finished it. I finished the Arabic already.
Yeah, I know. I just look. I'm not.
Okay. Look and give it to her. Because maybe she will be shy to take it from you at the end of the class. You know? So, I know that. No problem. No problem. We are joking. No problem. No problem. Let me now start the Islamic age. We are joking together. I don't want you to be sensitive. I always like to joke, okay? Yes, but
what is the meaning of Islam? What does that mean?
What? No, I tell you one thing. There is one problem. I can't tell you the meaning of anything now. This will be too much for them. You know, for them now, I just want them to know the letters, to know the vowels. This is, they are doing very good. If you want to know the meaning of anything, just come to me at the end. I can say it to you. You know, because for them, they are moving very quickly. Alhamdulillah, you know. So if I just put any pressure on them, it will be too difficult for them. Okay? But if you want anything, come and tell me, I will tell you. Okay, now let us start the... Now about the marriage. Bismillah. Yeah, it is 5:30. The time is moving very quickly. Yes, you have a question.
Can I go there?
Yes.
Can I go there?
Yes. It's 5:30 now. We'll have 15 minutes in the time of break.
You're just teaching it today.
Yes, this is there.
So how are you connected with this? This is connected the problem.
This is no connection. You cannot connect.
So he cannot read? He don't have to read this one?
You read it, but you don't connect.
How you read it?
Alladhi.
But so this is not...
I tell you one thing. If you want to learn with me, go step by step with me. Because to rush... You will not learn anything. Just give yourself one month or more, you will learn everything.
This was it. I want to rest because of my age.
No, don't worry. Allah will give you 1 month, inshallah. Only 1 month. Because rushing, you will not be with them, and you will not be alone, you will be lost. So just...
This was it. I want to rest because of my age.
Don't rush. Do dua to Allah, inshallah, to give you
50 years more.
Like this still young, no problem.
They are not young. No one knows what is the lifespan of everyone. Nobody knows. Now, actually, I told you last week, sisters, that inshallah, we will have about, the Islamic education. You told me before marriage, okay? But no problem for the marriage. Every week we can answer just one question quickly, okay? Just I want to ask the sister whom you will marry. Inshallah, you are in need of this knowledge, or you have enough knowledge, alhamdulillah, or you don't know anything. You look that you don't know anything, mashallah. I tell you, I will give you quick knowledge. Okay, because yes.
1 month?
For you?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking to her. The one for marriage. I'm talking about marriage now. No, for you, inshallah. Sister, within, inshallah, 6 weeks, inshallah, you will read this word. All the Quran, inshallah, if you memorize with me, okay, inshallah, within maximum 2 months, inshallah, by the end of December, you can read all the letters of the Quran if you are following the same steps with me. All the sisters, inshallah, the beginners, all of them, inshallah, they will read within 2 months, inshallah. I have to give myself a little bit, 1 or 2 weeks more, because, we are not the same to learn. Some they learn fast, some a little bit slow, to have all of us. So, do dua to Allah, inshallah, to give you 3 months. 2 to learn, 1 to read. Okay, inshallah. Don't worry, Allah is the most merciful. Inshallah, you will read, inshallah. Okay, so now Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just because it is 5:30 already, the time passed very quickly. Okay, for the Islamic education, actually, sisters, let me record because I am.